Welcome to the Business Success Radio podcast. My name is Anthony Turner. In this, our second series of podcasts, we're chatting with a range of small business owners who share something in common. That is, they are all recognised champions of small business who've been acknowledged for their efforts with Small Business Awards. Listen in as we find out who they are, what they do, and why they were selected as award finalists and or winners. Today, my guest on Business Success Radio is Stephanie Nelson from Topaz Dance in Melbourne, Victoria. Stephanie, welcome to Business Success Radio.
Thank you.
And also congratulations on being the Smaller Business Award category winner in the recent Whitehorse Business Awards.
Yeah, very excited. What a privilege from the Whitehorse Business Awards.
Yeah, so in reading your background, I see that you've been in Topaz Dance for about 7 years now, where you bought it from the original owner and you were working there prior to that. Tell us a little bit about how all this came about.
Yeah, so I was working there for quite a few years, and I was teaching at all other dance schools, and I was ready to take the next step and open my own school. And I approached the owner and I said, you know, I'd love to purchase the school from yourself. And the next day she came back and said yes, and the rest is history, really, and then made Topaz where it is today.
Yeah, and it's grown quite a bit in that time, since 2014, the last 7 years that you've had it?
Yeah, it really has. So it was just more of a recreational school, and I wanted to make it more of a school that is for elite students as well as recreational students, and a versatile school. And we moved to a factory, and we now have 3 studios, and it's a great nurturing school for so many kids around the Whitehorse community.
Fabulous. But it's not just dance, is it?
No, we teach all different styles. So, yeah, dance, singing, acting, flipping, acro, little primary kids right through to your 18-year-olds. And the kids are just amazing. They're amazing at what they can do and their passion. We love what we do there.
So what made you get into business or buy a business to take your career to the next level?
I've always known I wanted to run my own school. Mm-hmm. I definitely didn't know how hard it was going to be when I did get into it, and how many hats that you have to wear. I did study dance teaching and management, but it's not the same until you're really in it, and then you realize you have to wear so many hats: social media, accounting, just like all these different areas that you really need to reach in and grow yourself to make sure, you know, you're tapping into all different areas to be a successful business owner. And I definitely learned along the way. I definitely had some failures, but also you learn from your failures. And it's just been challenging, but also rewarding to see how far you can do, grow your business if you're really passionate about it. And yeah.
I guess one of the biggest challenges most businesses face is, as it grows, is people, you know, getting the right people to be part of your team and or building up that culture of people. How did you find that?
Yeah, especially Topaz is a very we're always wanting to talk to the customers and making sure it's about the individual journey of each kid. You have to just make sure you find the right staff members that are mm-hmm. aligned with your values, mm-hmm. And also you're growing your teachers and staff to make sure that, you know, they're really nurturing the same kind of areas that you're wanting to install into the school. It's great. It's been challenging in a way to, you know, make sure that you're doing those values, but it's been good to see us grow.
Look, the journey is always great, and you know, I guess, you know, for a lot of business owners, irrespective of, you know, we're talking to you because of the awards and stuff, but you know, irrespectively of that, most business owners, you know, find that they're very good at the skill that they do, but none of us are really trained about being in business and about, you know, working with people and being the boss, you know, in inverted commas and all that sort of stuff. So it is a great learning journey, a challenging one many times, as you've alluded to. And particularly when, you know, you've got a young family and you've got all the other pressures of home and all those things that are going on, you know, in life, as we all do.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you just have to, you have to open yourself up to speaking to your community and making sure you're still giving back to your community and what they're wanting. Mm-hmm. But also, you've got to stay true to yourself and what you see your goal for your business is. And that's what the challenge is meeting in terms of with the community, making sure that you're providing the best business for that is that what the customers are wanting, but also yes. knowing that you know what you're doing and making sure that they are under the guidance of yourself and your staff, that you're providing the best training for those kids.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the awards program that you got involved in and how you came to get involved in that.
Yeah, so the White Horse Business Awards invited us to perform in 2019 and okay. it was a great event. We performed our little dances, gave them a little bit of a show, and we also were nominated that year. Unfortunately, we were unsuccessful in winning that year, but we came back the following year for the 2020/2021 awards mm-hmm. and were successful in the those awards, and it was just a bit of it was a privilege. It was unexpected, especially because there's so many amazing businesses in the White Horse community, especially over COVID. Mm-hmm. It was great recognition for the team of how far we've come, especially over the last 2 years.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that journey over the last 2 years, because I mean, it's been a very challenging time for all businesses, but with COVID and the lockdowns, and particularly in the Melbourne metro area, and having to pivot your business to do things very differently, because your business is very much a face-to-face working with people business rather than something that you know, you can just easily do online.
Yeah, wow. It has been really challenging, as all businesses will know, but you had to pivot, you had to adapt, and you had to be resilient and strong for your team. There was many days where, you know, you felt defeated, but then you got up and you just kept on going, right, these kids are your motivation. You have to continue because we were their motivation through the hardest time. So, you know, we went online, we went on Zoom. We did start off with like doing YouTube links and a bit of half-half of Zoom and YouTube. We found that the YouTube links were getting really tiring because, you know, of the editing and the filming and as opposed to just being on a Zoom call with the kids. And yeah, we've done that ever since. So 6 lockdowns, and we just put on our most recent show in 2 years on Sunday that we had that just passed, and the kids graced the stage after 2 years, and it was incredible to see just how far they've come. But you just had to keep adapting. You had to do what you can to survive. And with the unknown, we just had the unknown of like, oh, it's going to end in a week. Oh, it's 7 days. Oh, it's a snap lockdown. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, 2 years later, you're still on Zoom, and you just had to continue to find ways to keep these kids motivated. Mm. And our team did.
Yeah. Do you see this becoming part of the practice going forward, or do you think you'll revert right back to, you know, the traditional, you know, in studio type dance lesson?
Definitely we've learned things along the way that we're going to keep in the business. Like, for example, just touching base with students if we needed to touch base with the parents and just have a quick powwow with them. We can do a Zoom meeting. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same as being face-to-face, because when you're teaching dance, it's not just you know, that face-to-face. It's tactile. It's, you know, the environment. It's the kids bouncing off of each other. It's the room. It's kids being able to not fall over and knock over a vase when you're doing a turn kind of thing. So there's definitely things that we've learned along the way that you will keep, but it's not, yeah, we're definitely keeping that face-to-face in the studios.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. So in terms of the actual process of the awards, you know, of going through, you know, putting in the application, what did you learn as out of that process, you know, about you and about your business, and how has it maybe changed your thoughts about business?
Yeah, so I did really enjoy the process because you had to reflect on how far you have come, and it really did make you have a look at your processes and ways you can also change your business or ways that you can continue to grow it. So there was different questions about community, there was different questions about environment, and it was really great to you know, think about ways you can also what you are doing, and maybe there is other ways that you can implement to make it a better business. So that was really great to go through that process, and also just recognize of how far you've come in the past few years, really.
Yeah, I think one of the things when we're busy in our business is that something we often forget to do is to look at how far we've come. You know, we're always got our heads facing the future of what needs to be done, and the list is never ending. And it's sort of, you know, it really is important to take these moments in time to be able to look back and see what you've achieved and give yourself a pat on the back for those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really encourage a lot of people to do the awards, because it does make you reflect and make you think about how much you can continue to grow your business. And also it's recognition for yourself of how far everything, all that you have done, and the process to be able to be involved with other businesses has been a really great, great journey to go through.
Do you think the winning of award makes a big difference to the business as well, or what do you think it does?
Winning the award is obviously a great feeling. Obviously, we all love to win, but it's not. It wasn't something that I went into to be the winner. It was something that just made you go, right, okay, I'm going to really take a step back, have a look at the business, write about it and share about how far we've come, and then be able to be surrounded by like-minded businesses in the Whitehorse community, and then be involved. Like we're always just stuck in the same kind of your business, and you're always just stuck in the same kind of, you're focused in that. But by doing this, it opened me up to being involved in the more so community and other surrounding businesses and celebrating them. And it was, unfortunately, was an online event this year, but being hopefully next year will be more in the gala. And it's just a great event to be surrounded by like-minded people and to celebrate each other. And the win is also a bonus.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I don't think any of us, you know, going to business to be winners of awards. I mean, you know, in any sphere of life, we don't necessarily go, and we're going because we're doing something that we're passionate about and it's something that we want to share and enjoy and as I say, share. I guess one of the things that I've noticed in talking to many, you know, awards winners over the years is that, you know, it does tend to give the business a little bit more kudos in the community, in the sense of if you are a winner, then what it means is that, you know, people look and say, oh, well, if you've done that, if you've won that award, then you must be doing something right. And it probably gives a little bit more confidence to people to actually come and, you know, join you as distinct from somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely something that you can put up on your website and promote as, you know, this is an achievement that we have achieved together as a team. I always say that it's my team at Topaz. It's not just myself. And it's a team effort. And it's great to put it out there to promote as, yeah, we did get recognized for this award, and congratulations to the team to be able to get that award.
Yeah. And one of the things I'd like to just say here is that, you know, to all of the other applicants that have been in the awards programs, you know, it's not a fact that you haven't won, doesn't make you a failure in any way, shape or form. I mean, they're all winners in the fact that they're developing their businesses, they're going into these awards things. It's just the reality is that, you know, as judges, and I have been a judge in the Whitehorse Awards in the past, we have to make a selection of who seems to be the best of the group that are presenting themselves at that particular point in time to give an award to. But we still recognise, you know, the valiant efforts of all of the other applicants that have, you know, put their submissions in.
Oh, I completely agree. And that's something that we actually teach our students. We do competitions ourselves. And we always tell the students it's not about winning. It's always about just enjoying going on stage, being grateful for the experience, being grateful to be on stage, especially after the last 2 years. And if you do win an award, well, that's just a bonus. That's a cherry on top. But it doesn't mean that just like it's the process to get to that competition. It's process of the team to get to that, to be able to perform a group routine on stage. It's the same thing. Like competition is something. It's always awesome to win, but it's also the process and knowing how far you come to get to that point.
Yeah, I think going through those processes of competing is one of those things. You know, it happens in sport and many arenas of life, is that it's that stretching yourself to go a bit further and a bit better than where you were. And it's that experience of growth and development that really is what actually, you know, forces, well, not forces, but it encourages, but also helps businesses grow and develop into bigger and more than they probably would otherwise be.
Yeah, and it's something when I always say to the kids, like when you do not fail at something, but when you don't actually reach that point of winning, it just makes you, it teaches you something more of how much you can continue to work harder to improve yourself, and it shows just how passionate you are about something. You learn more from failure than from winning. And when you do win something, it shows how the hard roads that got you to that point. But from all the stuff that you learn along the way is from the parts where you fell over, or the you had to take a U-turn to get to that point. But it's never a straight pathway. It's always the journey to get to that point. And then when you do win something, it's just, oh wow, that's an awesome feeling, because it was a hard road to get to that point.
I think that's a great metaphor for both life and business. Steph, thanks very much for being part of Business Success Radio today, and once again, congratulations on being the 2021 Small Business Award category winner.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Success Radio podcast. If you'd like to hear more episodes, simply check Biz Success Radio on your current podcast player, or visit us on our website, businesssuccessradio.com.au.